Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Birch, glad to be along with you on your local radio station. Kim, what do you have for us today?
I've got a couple of pieces talking about Casey, Wyoming.
Oh, well, that's good. That's in our listening area.
Yeah.
Dive into the world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders, immerse in the thrill of rodeo news, and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grains to performance horses, we are the Rancher's Weekly Bible. So, what you need to do, go to tsln.com and get Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
I've got these couple of pieces that I mentioned, Mike, and these have been in the Good Stuff file for a long time.
We've been aging them to perfection.
Exactly. Bill Farron of Long Loop Cow Company wrote this poem about the mountain country that lies west of the Red Wall near Casey, Wyoming. The grass grows thick in this mountain creek. The cows and sheep like it fine. On horse, it's hard, but I'll tell you part, I wished the hell it was mine. But I take that back, for I know how to act, and God knows I ain't gonna abuse it. My stay here on earth is but a short burst, so all I want to do is to use it. I've ranched in other places, from wide open spaces, to this mountain I think is so good, but comparing it all, country west of the wall is the cream of the crop in this land. The places before had headaches galore with many tough problems and pain. But here on the slope, my future gives hope that I'm not living and dying in vain. So for the rest of my time, I've made up my mind and don't want anyone to confuse it. This beloved land is right for this hand, and God knows that I just want to use it. The greatest nation in all God's creation is proud of this mountain of theirs. I'm only a tenant and got nothing agin it, for it belongs to the old boy upstairs. Again, Bill Farron wrote that about the country that lies west of Red Wall near Casey, Wyoming.
Well, Kim, I have to appreciate the sense of humor of Tony Bullitt, because he sends us some stuff that I just think is really funny a lot of the time. So this is about two Tennessee rednecks. Two rednecks are out hunting, and as they're walking along, they come upon a huge hole in the ground. They approached it, and they're amazed at the size of it. The first hunter says, "Wow, that's some hole. I can't believe I can even see the bottom. I wonder how deep it is." The second hunter says, "I don't know. Let's throw something down and listen and see how long it takes to hit bottom." The first hunter says, "Hey, here's an old transmission here. Give me a hand and we'll throw it in there and we'll see." So they pick it up, carry it over. On the count of one, two, three, they throw it into the hole. They're standing there listening and looking. Over the edge, they hear a rustling in the brush behind them. As they turn around, they see a goat come crashing through the brush, run up to the hole, and with no hesitation, jumped in head first. While they're standing there looking at each other, looking in the hole and trying to figure out what that was all about, an old farmer walks up. "Say there," says the farmer, "you fellers didn't happen to see my goat around here anywhere, did you?" The first hunter says, "Kind of funny you ask, but we were just standing here a minute ago and a goat came running out of the bushes doing about 100 miles an hour and jumped headfirst into this hole right here." And the farmer said, "Huh, that's impossible. I had him chained down to a transmission."
Wonder what the I'd love to know the conversation after that.
Yes, yeah. How'd they get out of that one?
Exactly. Well, I told you I had another piece by Bill Farron, and this is what he put as the precursor to it. When Deke Latham, the pride and joy of Casey, Wyoming, was killed in December of 1986, I was trying to figure out why it had to happen, and this is what I came up with. A poem by Bill Farron. A friend of ours has left us, but hey now, he's okay, and you can bet your bottom dollar that he's riding Bronx today. I'm sitting here a-thinking and trying to shake this sorrow, hoping that this won't be true when the sun comes up tomorrow. But I know this really happened, and we've lost a great comrade, and our only consolation is the good times that we've had. But there has to be a reason, and to my mind, it's reassuring. God must have some Bronx up there that sure need a spurrin. Again, both of these pieces that I've read are by Bill Farron, Long Loop Cow Company, and from 1986.
Isn't it interesting that KC, Wyoming had Chris Ledoux and Dick Latham? Two very well-known rodeo names there,
yeah,
that had passed away from that great rodeo country. Folks, Kim's got the internet wall warmed up, and if you want to send us something for the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'd sure like to hear from you, and maybe we can feature it right here on the good stuff.